Today is a day of remembrance in Rama First Nation and in Indigenous communities across the nation. Community members, local dignitaries, and military personnel gathered this morning at the Cenotaph Memorial on Rama Road for the 101st Annual Remembrance Day service. Pastor Norm Stinson was on hand at the service to lead everybody in the Lord's Prayer. Today, on National Aboriginal Veterans Day, Stinson said he was thinking of his father who left the Chippewas of Rama First Nation to fight in the Second World War. "My dad got on a train and left from Nova Scotia with his friend Leonard Simcoe," Stinson explained. "My dad relayed to Leonard, 'I'm not coming back from this war.' And he was right." Stinson has been to Normandy, France twice to visit his father's grave. He was shipped out to England in September of 1943, trained further, and took part in the invasion of Europe, he explained. He landed in Normandy, France on June 6, 1944. He went on to fight until he was killed on July 8, 1944. During the Second World War, Stinson says Rama was a praying community. "House lights were lit up all night long," he said. "Lamplight burned all night long while people prayed for their loved ones." Ted Williams, the chief of Rama First Nation, said he was also thinking about his father today. "He served in the Second World War," he explained. "I have a deep sense of respect for those who served." During the World Wars, Williams says many of the men from Rama went and fought for Canada. "As a First Nation community, we honor those Aboriginal veterans," he said. "My dad would say that they went and fought for the freedom of this country when we were deemed as less than other members of society. That didn't stop our men and women to fight for what they believed to be right." Quinn Simcoe, a grade 8 student of Minjikaning Kendaswin Elementary School, took to the podium with his classmate, Max Wesley, to read, "In Flanders Fields," the famous war poem written by John McCrae on Tuesday morning. "I think the poem means a lot to a lot of people," Simcoe said. "I think it was a good deed being able to read it to everyone here today." Simcoe says it's important to him and his classmates to support the Indigenous veterans. "We are a part of this reserve," he said. "I think it's important that we show that we support it."